Today, Michelle Obama visits families of those killed and injured at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin. The White House says the First Lady's visit is part of the administration's outreach to the Sikh community after the August 5th shooting. At City Hall today, Queens Councilmember James Sanders and members of the Sikh community held a ceremony seeking unity and understanding. WBAI's Linda Perry was there and files this report.
We are all Sikhs. That's the message from City Hall today from Councilmember James Sanders as Sikhs carefully tie a turban around his head and offer a prayer.
We have completed a ceremony that was masqueraded as a press conference, and we have declared that we are all Sikhs, that we are all one, that we feel as deeply about the Sikh community as we feel about the black youth being killed, or the students at Columbine and other students, or gay youth being bashed. We feel as deeply that we are all one, and we will not let the haters divide us.
But even among elders in the Sikh community, there is resentment over being misunderstood, about being excluded from public office, from public discourse. Dr. Stanam Singh Tommy is an old trustee of the Sikh Culture Society of New York. He says unity and acceptance start with education because people don't understand the Sikh community at all, even in New York City, where hundreds of thousands of Sikhs live.
I work in the school system for the last 12 years. When I go to school, many schools, the children sort of run away, looking at me, say, "Osama, Osama." They don't know I am a Sikh. Everybody knows about Osama bin Laden, but they do not know about the Sikhs.
Naren Katadia is president of the Indian American Intellectual Forum. He wants to make the distinction between Sikhs and Muslims very clear.
They should not be mistaken for Iranian, Saudi Arabian, Afghani people, or all other Muslim people, because they have nothing to do with Islam. It should be made clear to everybody that Sikhs are from India. They have nothing to do with Islam. They have nothing to do with terrorism. And they are not Muslims. It is Muslim. Islam is a different ideology. It came from Saudi Arabia. So Sikhs and American people should work together and make it very clear that Sikhs are from India. They are closer to Hindus, not closer to Islam and terrorism.
Sanders, a council member since 2001, says there is always a part of humans that don't want to be among the oppressed.
We can take the cheap way out and say to the haters, to the killers, "You're not trying to kill me, you're trying to kill the Muslims. They're over there." And I'm sure many Catholics or many Christians did that with the Jews. And I'm sure that many people did that with blacks. Today, we're going to get beyond just saying to the killers, the ones that you want are behind that door, because we understand that if they come for them in the morning, they're coming for us at night. We understand that there is no safety, that if you scratch someone who hates Sikhs, you'll find someone who despises blacks, who wants to kill Jews, who wants to do horrible things to women and gays. And we are here to say that we're not going to fall for this false comfort, this false safety. We are against all of the madness.
Mundeep Singh is a young Sikh. He ties saffron turbans around the heads of friends who want to see what it's like to be a Sikh for a day. He works for an immigrants advocacy group. He says there's a lot of bullying and discrimination young Sikhs face. Singh says the biggest issue for the community is identity.
As a new wave of contemporary immigrants into the country, we're not necessarily thought of as American, but yet we are. We go to school here, we work here, our families are here. So I think that's the biggest issue, is that we're not accepted as Americans like everyone else. So I think once we do that, then we can move forward and all this discrimination and this bullying can stop.
Well, but how is that you could move forward?
So I think it's just these events like this. Councilman James Sanders is a great guy. I know he's running for senator in our district, and he was like, "Hey, your community's awesome. I want to do something after that tragedy." And he really just, it's just little steps that raise consciences. Now we're out here, a lot of people in City Hall who didn't know what the Sikhs were, now they do. And a lot of people who are listening to this, who are watching news, be like, "Oh, that's cool. They're like regular people." You see an African-American person wearing a turban. You see non-Indian people wearing it. So little by little, we're raising this consciousness, and that's the way we can do it. And I think the media plays a huge role that hasn't really done it a lot. And now we're with New York One and some other news channels here, WBAI, it's going to make that little difference.
And while most Sikhs gathered at City Hall want to differentiate between themselves and the Muslim population, Jarandeep Kaur says the difference between their generation and their parents and grandparents is their understanding and the way they see things.
Back home, Muslims and Indians, you know, they weren't on a great turf. They've had fights, arguments. But coming here and being raised in America amongst my Muslim brothers and sisters, everybody, I've realized, you know, they're not different at all. It's, you know, past events that made our parents think that, you know, they're bad people, or made, you know, our grandparents think. But us, we know the past is the past. We are the future. We have to be different.
And the gathering today is a clear signal that the Sikh community is willing and able to take part in public discourse, to be visible on corporate media and in public service, and wants to work with educators to incorporate teaching about Sikh culture into public schools. Linda Perry, WBAI News.